T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Earlier, we were looking at the show sheet. Fred puts that show sheet together, so you get a copy of that, right?
I do.
It's very important. It tells me what I'm doing. And she looks at it for this segment. She goes, oh, Steve Butz. I didn't know he was an insurance guy. That's what he's a state rep. But, you know, I guess the way that she explained it, she just thought you were far sexier than an insurance guy, Steve. And that's pretty
much that what happened?
She determined. How are you?
Hey, I'm well. Thanks. Thanks for that, Mark. I appreciate it. I am calling from my... not overly ostentatious office in Jeff City, because it's an important issue, so I appreciate
it. Well, it is. And you have Crawford Butts Insurance, and we've talked about insurance issues before as well. But what I heard this week, and you're going to set us straight if any of this is wrong, is that Progressive and State Farm are not issuing policies for some Hyundai and Kia vehicles, right?
Yeah, that's correct. So, you know, I've been selling for Progressive, in full disclosure, for a long time, 30-plus years. But it is true. So there are two major carriers. They're either number one, number two, number one, and number three. I mean, they account for a lot of auto insurance in the United States and certainly in the St. Louis area as well. And about, I'm going to say 3 months ago, the moratorium started that they would not issue new policies for new customers. So, if you have a Kia insured with I won't speak as much for State Farm, but certainly with Progressive, they renew the policy. And if you are a current customer and you buy a Kia, they will add on the vehicle. You just can't be a new customer completely.
They don't
want any more Kias for new customers. That's for sure. And it's a little bit unprecedented. You know, it's obviously this is all precipitated because of this incredible, incredible spike in thefts of these vehicles. Here's a crazy stat, right? Just St. Louis City, St. Louis County. Before this nonsense, we averaged about 500 Kia and Hyundai thefts, St. Louis City and County. That has gone to over 5,000 since the Kia boys TikTok video, and you know it started in Milwaukee, I believe. Mark, you know your adopted hometown.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, some kids put it out on TikTok, say, "Hey, look how easy it is to steal these."
Yeah, what they did was
it's a design flaw. There's no doubt about it.
It was we've all seen movies and TV shows where you do the hotwire thing, but apparently it was something like that where you could do it without using the keys. And what they're trying to do now is fix that issue. And with the newer cars, it's not going to be something that would be hopefully a problem. But they don't have these electronic immobilizers to prevent the thieves from taking them, right? And that's what they're trying to fix right now.
That's exactly correct. There's a local guy, I think one of the Kia Hyundai dealers. They've worked on this software that will, you know, kind of patch this. But the problem is, of course, it's 10 years where the vehicles, I think, something like 2011 through 2021, I might be off by a year. The bad part is, of course, you know, so my daughter, who you know quite well, has a Kia Soul. The look of these vehicles hasn't changed much in many years. She has a 2009, but the bad guys don't know it's a 2009, so they still smash the window to get in and say, oh, this isn't one that we can do with the workaround. So they still trash your car. They're still targets for theft, whether they're successful in stealing it or not.
Oh, see, Steve, that's what I was going to ask. Are they narrowing it down to just, you know, they won't cover the ones in the ears? But that's a good point. They can't tell the darn difference and they break in no matter what. Oh, that is so frustrating.
Yeah. It's correct. And I looked this up real quick. Here's another crazy stat. In Chicago, so I primarily just deal with Missouri and Illinois. In Chicago, 10% of all the registered Kias in Chicago have been stolen.
Oh!
I mean, just think about it for a little bit. I also looked up, you know, Kias come from South Korea, right? Seoul has a population of, it's crazy. It's 50 million people in South Korea. They had 2,800 total auto thefts with a population of 50 million plus. We had 5,000 plus in St. Louis City, St. Louis County just last year. So, we also have a great number of car thieves in our midst, but they're indiscriminate and they're generally, you know, most criminals kind of young and dumb. And so whether they can steal the car or not, you remember the case we just had with the pastor in Carondelet in my neighborhood. The kids were so young, they really didn't even know how to drive the car.
Did I miss that one? What happened there?
Yeah, it was a shooting at a parking lot in Carondelet at a church.
It was a carjacking at the Carondelet Baptist Church. I think it's located on Virginia in the Carondelet Patch neighborhood. Just 2-3 nights ago.
Okay. I missed that one.
But it just goes to show you how young the car thieves are. I mean, the pastor was carjacked. He had to help the kids virtually start the car as they held a gun on him. And then they crashed the vehicle because they didn't know how to drive. They were like 13 and 14 or something.
The people that break into houses, too, because they know some of the guys that are running the operations know that those kids are juvies and they're not going to have serious consequences. Right?
Too young.
See, I was much more generous when my car was stolen about a year and a half ago. I just left the keys in it. So I just figured that was easier for the thieves. Right.
Now, we do try to non-renew those kinds of mistakes. Don't get Mark on that. But in all seriousness, it's rate for risk in the insurance world. And when you have a certain car that is just so easily stolen and vandalized and popular to be stolen, there is just no way to charge a proper rate for risk. And the company is somewhat, through their underwriting guidelines and rules, they're going to defend all the other auto insureds they have. Because, every stolen Kia, you might be driving a Chevy, a Ford, or a Toyota, but your premium certainly will increase because of the thefts of the Kias and the Hyundai. So it's a little bit unprecedented in terms of this car and like this, but there's years past. 30 years ago, we had carriers that wouldn't write Corvettes, for example, or we had homeowner insurance companies who wouldn't write a home that had a pit bull. There have been times there have been exclusions on what they will write.
But if I was a Progressive customer and I get a new Kia, that policy is going to be written. But if I'm a State Farm customer or something else, let's say I'm Geico, and I want to go over to Progressive, they're not going to write that policy probably for a certain Kia. Not for all of them, but for the ones that have the problems. Is that basically it?
Yeah, pretty much all of them.
All of them,
because like I was saying, even if it's not easily stolen, they still smash the window because they think they could steal it. So they're still highly targeted. So right now, as far as I know, it's just those two carriers. The rest have not followed suit. So we're independent agents. So we have several markets, and there are a dozen markets, good markets that I know of, that will write Kias. I think a lot of people that have just auto insurance in general, you're seeing your rates are going up. And if you own a Kia or a Hyundai, your rates are really going up. So then you shop a little bit, and then when two of the big carriers say, we won't even give you a quote, it makes the news.
Yeah, that's amazing. When you find out information like that, when it's handed down through Progressive, does Flo actually call you? Does she pick up the phone and get on the horn with you? That's how I envision
it. Me too.
It's not Flo, but it is an email that you better pay attention to. And then when you go, so if you didn't pay attention, and I'm just going to quote someone with Progressive, as soon as I put in the Kia, it will, the red light comes on. It says, we will not quote this vehicle.
Yes, I guess.
Wow.
So. All right. Hey, back to work there in Jeff City. We'll see you on the roundtable soon. I appreciate the update. That helps a lot.
Absolutely. Thanks, Sue. Right. Thanks, Mark. Have a great day.
Take care. Steve Butts, state rep, also Crawford Butts Insurance. So there you go. A little details there on what's happening with Progressive and State Farm.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly! Sports.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.